Checking in with Dr. Colleen Swank, a pediatrician at Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota, and of course, the vice president of clinic. And she has been kind of our main visitor when we talk about COVID and vaccines and everything that's been going on over there, because she is in the thick of it. Once again, Dr. Swank, thanks for taking time to get us up to date with what's going on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm always happy to come and talk about COVID, and especially now that we're vaccinating, I'm really happy to talk about the vaccine.
Well, and you know, that's been front and center because it's been a very, very key part of the new president's strategy, President Biden wanting to get, you know, 100 million people in 100 days, I think, is what his goal was, or maybe even beyond that if he can. So they really are pushing to get people vaccinated. But a lot of people, myself included, are just saying, well, you know, I'm just kind of swimming here waiting to see what goes on. So let's just start at the beginning. How do we get our vaccines?
So for here in our region and then through Sanford, those can get, you can get the vaccine by being, if you're a patient of Sanford, you're automatically on the list, so to speak. And so when it's your turn based on your age or the other factors, you will get a text or a MyChart message or a phone call, depending what your preferences were listed at the time that you were a patient. And then for those that may not have been a patient of Sanford or aren't sure if they've been a patient of Sanford, you can actually get on the website. And so if you go to sanfordhealth.org, you can, at the top left-hand corner, it says, how do I get a vaccine? And you can click on that, and there's actually a registration that gets you right on the list as well.
Okay. Who are getting vaccines now?
So right now, the 1B group is those 65 and older, and then frontline essential workers. And so here at Sanford, we're focusing on patients, and so people that are 65 and older. And then let's say a frontline essential worker, like a teacher, they're going through their employer. So the school district and public health is helping them arrange their vaccine.
Now, do we have them on hand? Is it kind of a, we get a bunch, we get them vaccinated, and then we have to wait till I get the next bunch? How is that process going?
Yes, that's exactly right. So when we know that we're going to get a shipment in, we typically know how many vaccines will be in that shipment, and then we arrange for appointment time. And then when we use that up, then we have to wait for our next shipment. And so our goal is to get 90% of the vaccine within 72 hours of us getting it, and then have 100% of it given within a week of us getting the shipment.
Okay. And again, it's just kind of based on the criteria as it has been laid out by whoever makes those determinations, and we'll get it as our turn comes. And that's really all you can tell us right now, right?
Yes, and when we get the vaccine, we typically, you have to remember that we also get vaccine for other communities. And so we do not just get vaccine for only Sanford patients or for only our community. And then when we get it, it's typically right around 500 or 600 doses that we get at a time. And so then we use that up as quickly as we possibly can, and then we wait for the next shipment to come.
So I'm hearing more and more news about different vaccines. I know we've been getting Pfizer because we've got the refrigeration system for that one. The Moderna is out. Johnson & Johnson, I think, is going to have theirs out soon. There's some testing going on, seeing if you can get one part Pfizer and another part Moderna, if that works. So where are we at? Are we strictly doing Pfizer still at this point?
Yes, we just have Pfizer. And again, that's because we have the freezer. And so that makes, or the super cold refrigeration. And so that just makes sense for us to have that and save the Moderna for other parts of the state that don't have the ability to store the Pfizer vaccine.
Okay. Again, it's seemingly just, you know, what I hear on the street, what I hear in the news and people's opinions, it seems that people are getting more comfortable with the vaccines, but there's still a lot of concern out there about how quickly it came to came to fruition. We've talked about it before, but let's touch on that again. Reassure us, if you will, about the safety of the vaccine.
So I agree that it came out quickly. If this would have been any other virus that wasn't in a pandemic state, there wouldn't be that much money attributed to the research that is required and the testing that's required to get a vaccine on the market. But in this case, because there was a pandemic and because the president and the rest of the government were motivated, there was the ability to put a lot of money and a lot more people on the effort right from the beginning. And the technology was there, and I think we talked about before the way that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines work. The reason that they were up first is because that vaccine uses a blueprint of the virus and has your body make the protein that's on top of the COVID virus to make that so that your body thinks that it's actually the virus, and that's how your immune system gets ramped up versus other vaccines. And that's quicker to make, so that's quicker because you don't have to make a lot of pieces of the vaccine versus vaccines that use a killed virus or a shortened virus or the actual protein of the virus that's been injected. That takes longer because they have to throw all of that. And so the mRNA vaccines are quicker to make and quicker to manufacture and quicker to distribute.
What have we been hearing about the safety as far as those who have taken it? How many people are having bad reactions?
Yeah, the most common reaction to the vaccine are similar to other vaccines. Soreness at the site of the injection. Some people will get mild fever, mild muscle aches, maybe some fatigue. Typically, it's lasting 24 to 48 hours. And those have been, again, mild. There are reports of allergic reactions to the vaccine, and those typically have been people that have allergies to other components of vaccines, and that's been our experience here as well. We've only had a couple of incidents where somebody had a reaction to the vaccine, and we knew to watch for it because it was somebody that had a reaction I can't remember what vaccine, a shingles vaccine or another vaccine that they had in the past, so we need to watch closely for them. We do recommend that people wait after the vaccine, so we have them wait for about 15 minutes. If you're going to have a reaction, like an allergic reaction, typically it's right away. It's not something that's delayed.
One thing to let people know, it just does them no good to get on Sanford Chart and call their or send a note to their GP and say, when do I get my vaccine? They don't know.
Correct. I think people are just anxious because they want to be on the list or they want to know where they are on the list, or they've heard that somebody that's younger than them that lives in North Dakota has gotten the vaccine and why haven't they? And I just need to reassure people that if you have been a Sanford patient in the last 3 years, you're already on the list. And if you're not sure, to go on the website, or if you're not a patient here normally, go on the website and you can sign up. And then we're just kind of calling people and making appointments as we know we're getting vaccine in. And eventually we'll get more vaccine in at a time. We'll have a better idea of the of when we're getting the vaccine. Right now, you know, the allotments come to the state and they're small allotments because they're working on the manufacturing process. But I fully believe that eventually, because of how many vaccines are going to be out on the market, that we'll have a more consistent stream of vaccine coming in. And so we'll be able to schedule appointments farther out and give people more notice and those type of things. It's just right now it's a supply and demand issue.
Okay. general note on COVID in our area, it seems to have stabilized and the numbers seem to be going down. And of course, that's always good news.
Yeah, our case numbers right now, and I want to knock on wood, they're the lowest that they've been since August. And so that's fantastic. I think it's just a testament to people continuing to be diligent and to mask and to keep, you know, physically distanced and to be careful. And the more that we get vaccinated in the community, the further the numbers will drop, the harder it will be for that virus to swirl around.
And of course, Dr. Fauci's harshing our mellow again and telling us we can't have a Super Bowl party this year.
Yeah, I know. I'm not traveling, and yeah, it is difficult.
Do you know how much weight I'm going to gain if I don't have other people at my house?
I know, right? I had to buy a treadmill because, you know, running in the gym with a mask on just was not cutting it for me. So I need to exercise on my own.
But we, you know, that's another key. I mean, we saw, you know, but when we saw the big spikes at the holiday times when people got together. I mean, that was a very obvious stat.
Yeah, November was just awful. I mean, that just was no fun for anyone, as far as how many numbers there were and how many people were in the hospital and you know, our staff having to work overtime and, you know, also be scared that they were going to get it themselves or bring it home to their families. And so that's the thing that I tell people when they want to have their Super Bowl parties or want to do things that maybe we're recommending that they not do, is to think about the teachers and the healthcare workers and all of the other people that will be at risk if we start swirling that virus around again.
Dr. Swank, anything else you want to make sure we know about before we wrap it up today?
No, I think just, again, reassuring people that we're open here at Sanford. And so if they've been delaying on their colonoscopies or their mammograms or well appointments, whatever it is, to please come in and get those scheduled. It's heart month, and so it's a good time to make sure you're taking care of your heart. And so we've got screening and things that you can do there. And then, you know, if you have questions about the vaccine, make sure that you're reading reputable websites so that you're getting the best possible information. And then just be patient. We'll get that vaccine to you, I promise.
Okay. Dr. Colleen Swank, a pediatrician and the vice president of clinic at Sanford Health of Northern Minnesota. Always taking time to get us up to date with what's going on with COVID and the vaccines. We really appreciate you taking time all the time to communicate with us and let us know what's going on. And we hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much.